Blog Talk Radio.
We're live here on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you know the times change. I just actually had someone ask me about that. So, you know, normally I am supposed to be on at 9 p.m., but sometimes it'll be 8:30, sometimes it'll be 9:30. You know, it just depends. But tune in, subscribe. Always when I create the show, it'll tell you what time I'm coming on. And if you can't listen live, you can always go back and listen to the show after the fact. So, of course, we're on the Sports Cave Network. That's Cave with a K. Don't forget, you can follow them on Instagram at the Sports Cave. And you can follow me, my original handle, official underscore Mamie underscore C. If you guys want to call in, the call-in number tonight is 917-889-7828. You guys can call in any time. Hopefully you pick up. Just make sure there's not a lot of noise in the background, and I got you guys. Got a lot of stuff that we have to talk to or talk about tonight, so I'm going to jump right in, and we're going to get started on what we have to discuss today. So it's been a crazy week of football. You know, the first 2 weeks has nonetheless been surprising, but we've had a bunch of good teams, and now we're looking at a bunch of bad teams. But I hope everyone has had a good start to the week. We are on week three, so let's get down to business. Okay, so the first thing that I just want to talk about here are the quarterback positions. Obviously, a couple of teams have had some unlucky shakes this week. Pittsburgh losing Big Ben, and of course, Saints losing Breeze. Those are, you know, two notable losses. Obviously, the Jets losing their quarterback to mono. I mean, that is a sucky situation. However, the Jets probably were not going anywhere anyway. So with that being said, we won't really talk too much about the Jets, but I do want to talk a little bit about Pittsburgh, because I'm thinking that the way Ben has looked, you know, over the past, you know, couple of years, not that they were bad last year, but, you know, he hasn't been his best. He hasn't played his best. And so I'm thinking Pittsburgh at this point might be better off without Big Ben. I mean, I don't know. You got to tell me what you think. But I'm thinking that this might be a way for them to have a fresh start, because, honestly, they already lost Bell. They already lost Antonio Brown. It's basically like they're starting from scratch. So, you know, why not start at the top? I have to see what, you know, Thomason has for these guys on Sunday. Obviously, it's going to be a huge deciding factor of, you know, the way that this team is going to go this year. But I definitely think that this might be a better move for Pittsburgh. I think that Pittsburgh needs to change. They've already started, you know, to make the change. And if you're going to go ahead and get rid of your two best players, then, you know, at this point, what else do you have? You know, so you're going to start from scratch. So Big Ben is gone. Okay, Brown is gone. Bell is gone. And so now, you know, really your top three, the thing that everybody was scared of at Pittsburgh, has now been depleted. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen on Sunday. Obviously, they do have Juju, but, you know, he's not playing like a number one wide receiver. So he's not stepping up to the plate. But I think he might be a little discouraged, to be honest with you, because, I mean, he was a number two, and maybe he didn't like to be number two. I mean, he had a few good, you know, big plays last year, and that's what, you know, that's what made his name so popular. But I think he feeds off number ones. I think he needs a number one in his vicinity to be able to elevate, and that's not a number one wide receiver. So Pittsburgh doesn't really have a number one wide receiver. So Juju was supposed to be that. So I think they're really in the rebuilding stage, but I think this might have been the best thing for them because now they're going to have to decide at the end of the season if they're going to bring Ben back or if they're going to stick with, you know, whatever the plan is, you know, going forward for the rest of the season, because obviously Ben is out for the season, so he's not coming back. So I'm interested to see, you know, what happens on Sunday. We're going to talk about that game a little bit more later on when we do our picks. So I don't want to get into too much of Sunday and what I'm expecting to see, But I definitely think that Pittsburgh might be better off. Now, when we get into talking about the Saints, I don't necessarily know that this is that they're going to be better off, obviously. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, he is a good quarterback. He, you know, he's not the best, you know, he's not the greatest, but he does have a skill set. He can throw the ball, you know, he can manage the game a little bit. So, obviously, he's not any Drew Brees, you know, but, you know, at least he's going to be able to throw the ball and he's going to, you know, be able to take care of things while Drew Brees is gone or while Drew Brees is healing. Now, this is supposed to be a 6-week thumb injury, so I'm thinking, like, the Saints will probably go 4-2 or maybe 2-4. I don't know. The 2-4, the 4-2, that can be interchangeable. I think that this week, I actually think that if it is an actual 6-week injury, I think the Saints can bounce back. The Saints still have an opportunity to do something with their season. But if this thumb is like a lingering problem and he comes back and he's not 100% healed, then, you know, I think that the Saints they're not going to do nothing with their season. And honestly, if that's the case, they might as well just pull Brees out. Because if they're going to tank the season and injure his finger even more, it's not even worth it. So they might as well just leave him out and let him heal, you know, 100% before they bring him back. So we'll find out what happens in these next 6 weeks. But a thumb injury, you know, on your throwing hand, that's it. You know, that's not good for a quarterback. I imagine that even when he comes back, it's still not going to be 100%. And if he gets hit wrong, anything like that, you know, it could be downhill for the Saints because, you know, I could clearly see a helmet hitting his hand and another injury happening. So, and then he's not going to be able to play with too much stuff on that hand. So it's not like he can wear a glove or he can wrap it up or he can do all of this stuff. Maybe wrap it up with a little bit of tape, but still, I played football, you guys. You know this. It's going to hurt. You're going to feel that pain. So, and, you know, to be in a league with a bunch of grown men, I don't know how that's going to work out. So let's hope for the best for the Saints. Let's hope it's only a 6-week injury. Let's hope, like, you know, he came out of the game right away when it first happened. So that was smart. He didn't try to play through the pain. So, you know, we're going to see what happens. Bridgewater hopefully, you know, can do some things. You know, he got Kamara, so hopefully they can, you know, get some good running. Also, I do have Kamara in one of my fantasy leagues, so I would appreciate it if they would turn to the run game for the next 6 weeks. That would do me some good in my leagues, okay? So that's just a side note. But, yeah, so I think the Saints are going to be okay. I think that we'll talk about it a little bit more. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to win, but what I'm saying is that they'll at least have an opportunity. It's not going to be a complete blowout over these next 6 weeks. And we'll talk about the game on Sunday because, obviously, I do feel like this might be their first loss, but we'll see what happens. So I just want to talk really quick about last week, and then obviously we'll jump into this week. But we got to talk about Pat Mahomes, okay? So I call him Patrick. You know, he's got a slew of nicknames. But I just don't understand how he can be off and then turn it on instantly, like 0 to 100. He is the best description of that phrase, 0 to 100. Okay, so he's obviously been electric. He's amazing. And I, of course, you guys, you know, I love my quarterback. I love Brady, but he's exciting to watch. The things that he does, the way he throws the ball, it's great. It's great for the sport. It's exciting to watch. I'm going to try to go to a game with Kansas City this year. You guys know I love going to football games. So I wish that he came to the East Coast, but I'm going to try to see how I can watch him, you know, in a good game this year. So I'll keep you guys posted. But they're going to be tough to beat this year. You know, they were tough to beat last year. Even the Raiders, they came out, you know, had a slow start. And he comes back in the second quarter and breaks all kinds of records. Like, he can literally be off and then go completely on, like, in 2 seconds. So he had 4 touchdowns, I believe, and something like a little bit under 300 yards. And that was in one quarter. One quarter. Not the whole game. He's getting... that has to be a record. I'm really paying no attention to it. I didn't look it up, but that definitely has to be a record. But he's doing things in one quarter that some quarterbacks don't do in 2 games. I think Miami against New England had 38 yards total, their whole offense, everybody, all together. And he's got 4 touchdowns and 300 yards in one quarter. So I'm just saying, we've never seen anything like that in the NFL. I think it's crazy. Kansas City's the only team, actually, right now, in my eyes, that gave New England a run for their money. I mean, I feel like that's going to be the championship game yet again. It's always the championship game. But it's going to be fun to watch, you guys. It really is. Kansas City is exciting. They're going to be hard to beat. They might have some close games. But honestly, I feel like... I feel like them in New England, this is going to be another AFC Super Bowl. So, I'm obviously, you know, we got to jump off that real quick. So I'm going to discuss some of the stuff that's been buzzing around the league. Obviously, I live in New York, so, you know, I hear a lot about New York sports. So we're just going to talk a little bit about Eli Manning real quick. We're not going to, you know, talk too much about it because I don't have much to say about it. But we're gonna run through this because, you know, I want to know your guys' opinions. You know, send me emails. You know, you guys can send me messages. But I want to hear, you know, what you guys have to say, you know, and I will answer all your questions on air live. For those of you who do email and do send Instagram messages. But... let's just talk about what needs to be said first. He has finally been benched, okay? So this is something that I'm not surprised, obviously. And, you know, I don't care what the Giants do. Obviously, you know, I'm a Patriots fan, so I am not a Giants fan by any means. But I do live in New York, so I do hear about this. But, okay, so this benching should have happened, like, ages ago. Okay, first and foremost, Eli Manning is not that great, okay? He's been terrible for a long time. This is not like, oh, he had a bad game. He's been terrible for years, okay? I think, like, now his run in New York is done. There's no way you get benched and then you come back unless this rookie is just, like, trash, you know? So... let's just say, you know, his time in New York is over. So he's being replaced by Mr. Jones, Mr. Daniel Jones. So we're going to see what he's got for us in week 3. Now, they play Tampa Bay this week, so I'm interested to see how, you know, he goes up against Jameis Winston. So we're going to see what happens. But I just want you guys to know that Manning has never led the league in touchdowns. Not ever. Not once, ever, not ever, not even close, not even in the top 10, nothing, okay? So I'm trying to figure out how they believe that, you know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But let's keep going here, okay? So, but you guys know what he has led the league in? Interceptions, okay? Interceptions. 3 times. He has led the league in interceptions, okay? More interceptions than touchdowns, okay? That is not something that you would think of when we talk about Hall of Fame, okay? So he leaves with something around a 50-50 record, you know, for all of the games, and he's obviously got 2 Super Bowls because that's all anyone ever talks about. But that's it. And even in those games, he wasn't masterful, you know. I'm not being a hater, you guys. You got to understand. Yes, I am salty that we lost the 2 Super Bowls because right now, you know, we would probably be the best team ever to be on the face of the planet if we would have won those 2 Super Bowls, okay? That's the only thing and the only reason why people still talk is because we lost those 2 Super Bowls. But I'm just trying to say, he closed his eyes, he said a prayer, he kissed the bunny rabbit foot, and then he threw the ball and prayed for the best. And it just so happened he had some really good receivers that made crazy catches. That's what happened. That's how Eli Manning won these Super Bowls. It's not like he carved up a defense or he ran up the score. He got two lucky Hail Mary, say a prayer plays to win the Super Bowl, both times. So what I'm telling you is, yes, he did win a Super Bowl. We cannot take that away from them. You know, that's just something that, you know, is a great accomplishment. And I think that is the only reason why he is going to be considered as a Hall of Famer. And it doesn't matter if you're on first ballot, second ballot, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, Hall of Fame is Hall of Fame. No one's going to be like, oh, but you were on the third ballot or you were on the second ballot. No one's going to say that, okay? So if you're in the Hall of Fame, you're in the Hall of Fame, because the people who are saying that probably aren't in the Hall of Fame, you know? So, I mean, regardless, you know, any part of the Hall of Fame is okay. But I don't feel like he deserves it. After the Super Bowl, it's been nothing but crap. Like, from there on out, it has literally been nothing but crap for him. So, in my opinion, I don't think that he should. There's a lot of people who've won Super Bowls and aren't in the Hall of Fame. Like, I mean, obviously he's won multiple and he's in a small class, you know, winning multiple Super Bowls, but still, there's a lot of people who have won Super Bowls and are not going to the Hall of Fame, okay? And I feel like he should be one of them. But I don't want to talk too much more about the Giants, you know. The only thing the Giants have to look forward to is watching Saquon run. You know, that's they get excited, you know, that's all they can be excited about this year, okay? So, Sterling Shepard, you know, he's injury prone, you know, so I don't think the Giants have too much to look good for, unless, you know, maybe this new quarterback is like a spark plug. You know, you never know how these quarterbacks are going to adapt. You know, this is his opportunity to show that he wants this job. So I'm interested to see how he plays. I'm interested to see how the Giants fans treat this guy, you know, because Giants fans aren't too nice, so. We're gonna see how this looks, but I think it's gonna be a long year. I'm interested to see how they do this weekend against Tampa Bay. I'm excited to, you know, watch that game. And I don't usually watch the Giants, but today next week they're actually on, I believe, in the afternoon. So my game is early, so I'm going to have no problem getting the ins and outs of that game. And I'll be back next week with my analysis, because this is what we're going to talk about. Was the benching of Eli Manning worth it? And should it have happened a long time ago? Because it's like it's week two. It's like you might as well have put the rookie in from the beginning. I mean, I don't understand where the confusion was. Like, you saw this guy practice. You've seen him do the same things. And then yet, you still put him in the game. So, I don't know what the Giants are thinking, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If this rookie does good this weekend, I promise you, everybody in the Giants from coaches up should be fired, okay? They don't know what they're doing. I was like, because if they have, you know, if they have opportunity here, then why would you even attempt to go back to what you already know has been failing over and over again? So, you know, I'm excited to see what happens this weekend, and then I'm excited to see how this plays out for the Giants over the next couple of weeks. So we'll get back to that, you know, next week, and we'll discuss the Giants a little bit more. I do want to talk about Jalen Ramsey. Heard he's looking for a new home. You know, he can come right on over to Boston. We'll take him. He says he still wants to play for Jacksonville, but you know, I don't believe him. I think he got hot-tempered. He said what was really on his mind, and now he has to take it back because he has to look like he still wants to be part of the team. Obviously, I'm taking the Titans this weekend. Jacksonville hasn't shown me enough, their offense at least. Their defense is good, but I don't believe in them yet. I don't believe in them. Now, the defense does start to gel together, you know, towards the end of the season, and maybe this outburst by Ramsey has something to do with it, but I don't really believe in them yet. And I think that this, you know, distraction this week is going to cause a lot of damage for them. So I'm going to take the Titans this week, but I'm interested to see, you know, how this plays out with Jalen. And I would not be surprised if you find him over on the Patriots, because apparently we're accepting all and everyone at this point in time. But we'll see what happens. You know, I don't want to bite my tongue before I even talk. But I like his energy, though. I like his energy. He's not accepting, you know, the crap that's going on. He's tired, you know. He wants to win. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. So speaking of energy, you guys, I just want to take a moment. I just want to thank you guys for listening. I see you guys popping in. I want you guys to keep the same good energy throughout the season. We'll be back here every week. You know, you guys can listen to the Sports Cave, the Cave Show. They are every single day at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys can tune in every day and listen to the show. I pop in on there sometimes, but, you know, I do my show once a week on Wednesday. So this will be gameplay at 9 p.m. most of the time, you guys. Don't hold me to it, but 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? So I just want to thank you guys all for listening. And real quick, before we run out of here, you know it's my favorite part of the show. What pick do you pick? So we're going to go through next week's game. I'm not sure if you guys were here last week or if we got some new listeners here, but I only have two losses in my picks, my straight-up wins. So I had a good week last week, all right? So you guys got to keep up with me. If you guys think you can beat me, send me your picks online, and I will shout out if somebody's better than me. But nobody's been better than me. So here we go. We do this every week, you guys. Paul sometimes comes in, but usually on Wednesdays he's at basketball practice. So I was on his show earlier, and we got into it over these picks. So you guys got to tune into both shows because we definitely have a good time. So tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, we already talked about it, Jacksonville playing Tennessee. And I'm taking Tennessee. I like what Tennessee's giving. I like their fight. They're playing excellent. Their defense is playing good. So, and like I said, I'm not sold on Jacksonville just yet. And I think, like, this turmoil that happened, you know, last week, I think is going to play a role. So I'm going to take Tennessee, you guys. It's tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, primetime, live. So we'll see what happens. So that's my pick, Lions versus Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles, guys. I don't believe in the Eagles. I don't even know why I'm picking them, because they're a better team than the Lions, and they should win. But I don't believe in them, okay? Everybody still has them in their top 10. I'm not convinced, okay? But I'm going to take them against the Lions. They're at home. They should do what they need to do. Jets, Pats. Do y'all really want me to make this pick? Do y'all really want me to make this pick? Y'all don't want me to make this pick. I know y'all don't want me to make this pick. Of course, I'm taking the Patriots. I think the line is at 22 right now. It's insane. I don't understand this. So they obviously don't believe in the Jets' new quarterback either. Well, he's not new. I guess we'll see what happens until the other one gets rid of that mono, which I don't even understand how you get that as an adult. But, you know, that's something else. We'll talk about that later. Okay, let's move on. Raiders and Vikings. I like the Vikings here. Vikings are at home. They need a win. They had a hard loss last week against Green Bay. So I think they come back and they take over the Raiders. Now, the Raiders, they gave us a little surprise week one, and not so much against Kansas City, but you can't really fault them because Kansas City is one of the best teams in the league. So I'm interested to see how they play against the Vikings and see if they're really going to be something to talk about. So, but I'm still taking the Vikings. I think the Raiders are going to lose, so. That's my pick, guys. Ravens, Chiefs. You know, the Ravens are really good this year. I'm not going to lie. They are playing very well, but they're not going to beat the Chiefs, and definitely not the Chiefs at home. I think they'll give them a run for their money. I think the Ravens are going to back down, but I think the Chiefs take this one. It's hard for me to bet against Chiefs, especially with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this guy can throw the ball, you know, probably eating a sandwich, looking backwards, and still make it in the end zone. I don't understand. He's definitely got a good peripheral. He's an excellent passer. So I just don't think that the Ravens are going to be able to match up. So I'm taking the Chiefs. Falcons, Colts. You guys, I like the Colts here. I don't know. I like the Colts. I think that they're showing a little bit more fight. I feel like they want it. I feel like Brissett has something to prove. He wants to prove that he is an NFL quarterback, and he's got an opportunity to be great. And I think he's taking advantage of it. And the Falcons, you know, even though, you know, they surprised me last week, I think the Colts should be able to take them, especially at home. I'm taking the Colts. Broncos, Packers. Definitely taking the Packers. I have nothing to say about the Broncos. I don't think the Packers, I mean, the Packers are okay. I'm still not convinced about them either, but at home, it's hard to win out there in Green Bay, so I'm going to take the Packers on this one. Dolphins and Cowboys. Obviously, I'm taking the Cowboys, but this game may surprise you. You know, I don't know. Maybe Miami is tired of everybody saying that they're going to lose every game and they're trash and they have no defense and they definitely have no offense and they need to get Kenyon Drake in the offense, and he has 2 yards every game. I don't understand what's going on with the Dolphins. But maybe this is the game that, you know, we see a little spark from them. I'm not saying they're going to win, but maybe this is the game we see a spark from them. I'm taking the Cowboys, and that's my pick. Bengals and Bills. I'm actually going to take Buffalo here. Unfortunately, as much as I don't want Buffalo to be good, they're actually not as bad as they have been in the past. You know, they actually look pretty good this year. Not saying that they're going anywhere, but they look all right. You know, it's tough to be in a division with New England because, obviously, they probably will never beat us unless it's on, like, a game, you know, 14 or whatever it is, and you know, we're resting players. That's the only time I think they've ever beat us. So I'm going to take the Bills here. I don't think the Bengals are going to be able to sit with them. And the Bills are at home, so they're going to have that home energy. They probably haven't been 3-0 in probably 17 years. So, you know, I'm sure the Bills are going to come ready to play. Giants-Bucks. I'm going to have to take Tampa Bay here. As much as I want, you know, the Giants to do something, to be great without Eli Manning, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen in 1 week. Maybe over time, maybe once he starts practicing more as a number one. But in Tampa Bay, I'm going to have to take Tampa Bay here and pray for the best, okay? So I'm taking the Bucks, guys. Panthers-Cardinals. I know you guys are probably going to say, what the heck is she thinking? But you guys, I think I'm going to take Arizona. I don't know why. I feel like Cam has not been, you know, playing very well, and I think that I like the way Arizona's been playing. They haven't won, but they, you know, they've kept it interesting. So I like it. I like it. I like Arizona. So I'm taking Arizona next week against Carolina, and they're in Phoenix. It should be a good one. Pittsburgh 49ers. I'm taking the 49ers. We already discussed Pittsburgh and their problems. I don't think they're going to overcome their problems this week. And I like what the 49ers are doing. So I'm definitely taking 49ers this week for sure. Okay, Saints-Seahawks. We talked about this a little bit. I'm going to take the Seahawks, though. I don't think the Saints also overcome their problems this week. I don't think – I mean, Teddy Bridgewater has, you know, been there, but I don't think that that you beat the Seahawks in Seattle. I don't see that happening. So I'm taking the Seahawks. Texans-Chargers. This is probably the game – it's not the game of the week, but it's definitely the hardest one to choose between. This is probably the most even game. I want to say the Texans. You know, I feel like the Texans have a more elite team, but they don't play like that. I don't understand what happens. One day, Watson can be great, and the next day, he's not so much. He's more of a game manager and making mistakes and stuff like that. So we'll see what Deshaun can do, but, you know, I'm going to take the Texans. I don't know, because they're in L.A., Phillip Rivers. No, I'm going to stick with my guns. I'm going to take the Texans. I'm going to pray that they show me something this weekend. Okay, Sunday night, big game, Rams and Browns. Well, it's not a big game, but it's a big game for the Browns to, like, show that they are doing something this year. But I'm still taking the Rams, okay? But I don't want it to be a blowout. I want the Browns to actually show up. I want them to play. I want to see Odell. I want to see an exciting game. You know, I want to see him make some crazy catches. I want to see him be in his element. And the Rams are going to have to stop him. So but I'm still taking the Rams. I don't think the Browns are better than the Rams. You know, unfortunately. So that's where my pick lies. Monday night, Bears Redskins. Well, obviously I'm taking the Bears, but I don't want to because their offense can't score. So you got to pray for their defense to make some scores. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, but, you know, I'm praying for the best, and I'm not betting on the Bears. Not betting on the Bears. Not doing it. But the Redskins at home, they're not exciting either. So, I'm rethinking this. You know, at least the Redskins can score. Now that I'm looking at the past couple weeks, at least the Redskins took points on the board. The Bears ain't been able to put no points on the board, so we're going to see what happens. But I still think the Bears' defense should win this game for them. At least, hopefully, they'll shut down the Redskins' offense. But we'll see what happens. But that's Monday night. That's it, guys. That'll do it. We're getting ready to wind down here for the evening. Remember, you can catch us live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can follow the network at the Sports Cave. That's Cave with a K, K-A-V-E. You guys can also follow me. You guys know my handle, official_Mimi_C. It's been a great show. You guys got my picks. I hope you wrote them down. Send me yours, and I'll see you guys next week. Go Patriots!